Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Off to Bandon Garda Station for this week's Garda Fire, where I'm joined by Garda James Masters. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Patricia. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Okay, number of things to get through today. Firstly, you want to talk about parking at beaches. Now, I mentioned this because I was in West Cork last weekend and I went down to Inchidonny, couldn't get parking anywhere. So we left and went to, because West Cork, were blessed. There's so many other beaches you could go to. But, you know, I subsequently discovered afterwards the number of people who just almost abandoning cars at the beaches. That has to stop.
Yeah, Patricia, I suppose, again, we referred to this a number of weeks ago, and maybe with the cooler weather now, it mightn't be as much of an issue, but a number of complaints in relation to parking at those busy beaches. I suppose we're just asking the public to when parking, to have respect for the residents living in the vicinity of the beach, and also don't cause any obstruction. You're right, a number of complaints about parking and double yellow lines, really, Patricia, make it extremely difficult for emergency vehicles to pass through. We're just asking people to be very mindful of this, and when parking, and when you do park, just take a look out and see if an emergency vehicle can actually pass through, you know.
Because some of the roads, particularly the roads around Inchidonny, you know, they're very narrow. But the thing is, if you arrive at a beach and there isn't parking, just go find another beach.
Yeah, I suppose in West Cork we are blessed an awful lot with a massive amount of beaches, and like that, two cars shouldn't be parked across from each other. The double yellow lines are there for a reason.
Absolutely.
And I know there's a massive amount of calls in relation to, especially Inchidonny, double yellow lines, you know, which is, we're just hoping that the public will listen and do what you know.
Yeah, and as you say, isn't so much an issue this week because the heat wave has passed, even though I was looking at a thing from Met Éireann and they reckon we're in for another spell of good weather next week and indeed even into September. So the good weather might be coming back to us, and then everybody wants to flock to the beach, which is also timely for us to remind people when you are heading to the beach about what you bring with you and belongings, etc.
So what we've noticed is that there's obviously with the warm weather and obviously the warm water, people are going for swims, and you know, most of the time they're travelling by cars, and we're making appeal to the public to not leave any personal items unaccompanied. People can leave valuable items such as wallets, car keys, and there are unfortunately opportunists out there, you know, looking to take advantage of this. And the advice that the Gardaí would have is that if you are in a group, maybe one of the people you're with can stay behind and mind the items. But a lot of the time, some person might travel down to a beach in a car and get into the water by themselves and leave their belongings outside. What we'd ask, if it was possible, if you're on your own, to keep a close eye on it. And when you go into the water, also keep an eye on your items and making sure that no one is going near it, you know.
Yeah, I know, because actually again when we were at the beach, I saw a gentleman who was on his own going in for a swim, and he was taking off his watch and he had his phone and whatever, and there was a little family sitting next to him, and he just said, would you look after those?
Which is
people would be more than willing to keep an eye on your items for you. But just, and a lot of that is opportunistic theft, is it, would you say, James?
100%, Patricia, yeah. 100%. I suppose when you enter the water, especially, I suppose, if you're one of those swimmers that go in for long periods of time, you can be in the water for a long period of time, and at times you do forget about your items. there would be nothing worse than coming back out of the water and finding
gone.
That your wallet and your car keys are gone, and they are going to be there. There's not an awful lot of people that don't drive to the to the beach. There is people that live close by, but there is people obviously, swimming in waters is becoming more popular, as you know.
Okay, so just look after your bits and your bobs. Now, it was many months ago at the start, I think, of the petrol prices starting to rise. Sergeant John Kelly, based in Fomoy on this slot, was talking about a couple of drive-offs at petrol stations. And he was worried at the time that with petrol prices rising, we could see more of it. And I believe that's exactly what's happening.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. There's a fierce rise in this. And I suppose the reason we've come on today is to ask businesses, you know, that are selling petrol and diesel to do a number of steps as a preventative measure, really, including having CCTV outside the premises that clearly pick up the registration, Patricia, having CCTV and signs that are actually clear for the public to see, and that actually acts as a deterrent. And also having CCTV that actually is high enough resolution to pick up faces clearly and that it's not blurred, you know. This will help on Garda Síochána to identify those vehicles and also people that have done the drives off, you know.
Yeah, okay. People just need to be aware. Yeah. Businesses need to be aware of it. Now, cybercrime, unfortunately, James, once again rearing its ugly head. This time, one in Bandon and one in Kilbritton.
That's correct, yeah. As we're well aware, we speak about it every second week. In relation to people getting calls and text messages from banks. But like everything, these scammers are evolving. These two incidents of fraud happened in Bandon and Kilbritton over the last 2 weeks. In these particular incidents, a person received a phone call from an Irish number with a lady reporting to be an internet actual provider, Patricia, wanting to refund money to the person due to the poor coverage for their printer provider. In these instances, the person actually accepted this and gave their bank information to the caller and also set up a Revolut account. And in both instances, there was actually a sum of money that was obtained in these instances, you know. I suppose the advice there for us would be, as you know, no company will ever ring you to put money actually into your account. You know, never to click on any link. And if you're ever in doubt, ring your local Garda station or call into us. And there's also plenty of advice actually on Garda.ie, Patricia.
But that certainly is a new one. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
And they keep coming up with new modus operandi. You just have to be aware of and be
they
suspicious
do.
Of any unsolicited call, text or email. Also, James, want to offer advice to people selling items online.
Yeah, this is actually one that I came across myself this week. So it involves putting an item online in, you know, one of the platforms that we well know of, receiving a WhatsApp message with another person agreeing a price and basically they stating that they're from a different county and that they'd like to pay for the item before the collection, and they'd actually arrange a courier to pick it up, Patricia. It all sounded actually great and legitimate, but then they want to send you a link, you know, and whenever you hear the word link, it's always really a bad thing, you know. You know, we just want to make people aware that obviously this is a scam, and in often cases it's a WhatsApp message. In this case, it was actually a business account. There actually was a picture of a male or a female or a family on their profile. But once you don't engage or they feel that you aren't engaging with the messages and conversation, both the fraudsters' messages will actually disappear from their WhatsApp group, from the WhatsApp conversation you're in, Patricia. So, again, they are evolving the whole time in different things. And I suppose when you hear of them trying to pay for the product before they get it, you know, your eyes light up. But when they look at that link, there's always something going on, you know.
Okay, and very finally, something that I know happened to, or allegedly happened to a young girl in Bantry, and this was her drink, was spiked. And spiking in a town like Bantry is not something that you expect. We've a tendency to think that it happens in cities. You wanted to offer advice to people, James?
Yeah, Patricia, we're receiving more allegations of instances of spiking in pubs and clubs, not only in Cork City, but as you said, there was one recently in Bantry. We're obviously asking the public to be extremely mindful of this. This is extremely serious, and you know, we advise the public and that when they are actually having drinks, whether it be actually alcoholic or non-alcoholic, Patricia, that they do a number of preventative measures. There is a massive amount of information on the HSE website, but these include never leaving your drink unattended, and keep an eye on your friend's drink. Do not accept a drink from someone you don't know. Maybe consider sticking to bottles and avoiding such things as, you know, these punch bowls, which makes it easier for the culprit. And also, if you feel that it's been tampered with, tell a trusted friend or a relative immediately, you know. And as we always say, try to plan your trip home, and also, you know, to let people know where you're going and what time you expect to be home, as so that if you don't get home, that people will know what's happening, you know.
Yeah, and when you're out in a group, for everybody to look after each other. Just very finally, when we were talking about parking on the beach, a listener says, what about camper vans parked for days on a beach? Is that illegal?
Yeah, well, again, camper vans are quite entitled to be on the road like every other car. What would be illegal is the positioning of them. And I know Gardaí have been notified in relation to camper vans parking areas where, you know, they're limiting access. So what I would say to listeners there, if they have any issues in relation to camper vans, then by all means ring Bandon Garda Station or your local Garda Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have absolutely no problem in coming out and taking a look. And if they are in the wrong position or partly, you know, we will move them on, Patricia. And by all means, ring the Garda Station and look for us to come out.
Yeah, because if you're parked in a double yellow line, it doesn't matter if you're in a car or a van or a camper van, it's illegal.
Exactly, exactly. And Patricia, we know that there is some massive camper vans, and they need to be mindful too that when they are parking, that they're not, although there mightn't be double yellow lines, they could be taking up a significant area of the road, you know. And again, we've all heard of the situations where there's been a big incident in a beach and, you know, an ambulance or fire brigade not able to pass,
yeah,
you know. And
yeah.
And as you said, you know, there might be a nice spell on the way again, and it's just very important to, for people to understand that as well.
Yeah,
know?
And we want people to go to the beach and enjoy it and
exactly.
to come home safe. Listen, James, thank you for that,
thanks
and
so
thanks
much,
for
Patricia.
Joining us. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
That is Garda James Masters, who is based out of Bandon Garda Station.